connected erotic visualization.
www.smotp.com.
Welcome to a special experience just for you and just for Halloween. I thought it was time you met another side of me. So, I want you to relax. I want you to find somewhere comfortable, somewhere where you can be private, somewhere where you can be alone and undisturbed, somewhere that you can be very comfortable, relax, and listen to my voice. So, come and join me in this different experience. Just breathe. Breathe naturally and normally. Breathe in and out. Something that you do every minute of every hour of every day of your life without thinking. Just breathe naturally and normally. As you breathe in, you feel the freshness, the lightness, the brightness, the arousal of all of your body. And as you breathe out, you feel all the tensions, all of the distractions, all of the frustrations of the day evaporating. Every time you breathe in, your body becomes more alive, more aware. Every time you breathe out, all the muscles in your body begin to unwind, to unknot, to relax. So breathe with me. Let my voice just trickle into your ears. Breathe with me. Relax with me. Get close to me. Breathe and listen to my words, and let my words carry you away. Let my words take you a little deeper with each breath you take. Join with me. Here, hold my hand. You can feel my fingers entwining with yours. You're safe. I'll look after you. I promise. Breathe and relax. Listen to my words. Let my words carry you deeper and deeper. Every breath you take in makes you feel more alive, more aware, more aroused. My words trickling into your ears travel down along all of your nerves like golden droplets of pleasure. Golden lights of arousal, of feeling good. And as my words trickle into your ears and down and along your nerves, those golden droplets of arousal, of pleasure, of excitement, drip, drip, drip into your core until there's a pool of glowing arousal, a pool of glowing desire, want, need, getting deeper and deeper and deeper between your legs, deep in your core. You're so turned on. Listen to my voice, breathe, and feel all of the sensations that I'm going to describe. I'm going to count now and hold your hand, and with each number I speak, you feel yourself floating, sinking, letting yourself go, surrendering, giving in, allowing yourself to feel. allowing yourself pleasure. So come with me now as I take you down these 5 stone steps until you are deep and floating and aroused. Each time I count, that arousal will grow stronger and stronger. Each number I speak, you'll sink deeper into the pleasure, and your body will react. You can't help it. You feel all of the sensations so much more. You feel the arousal growing and growing. Your body's tingling. All of your nerve endings are sparkling. And you are so ready. 5, come down with me. Down we go. 4, deeper and deeper, more and more turned on. 3, ooh, feels so good, you're so ready, you're so anticipating. 2, come down, just one more. 1, don't you feel good? Don't you feel ready? You look ready. Just look at you. So want to touch you. So want to lick you. Eat you. Bite you. Taste you. Come to me. Come to me and listen to my voice. Let my words take you away. Feel, experience everything I describe. You're feeling mellow. It's been a long week. You could do with some rest and relaxation. You decide that just for once, you're going to go somewhere new. You're just going to pop in. You're just going to be there for a short time, just for something different. A place you haven't been before, people you haven't seen, and try something new. You sit down, and it's pleasant. The decor is muted and luxurious. The service is attentive, but not too much. And you relax. You sit back and you feel yourself sinking into the cushions. Just a little while. Just a little while to switch off. Just a little while to let everything else in your life fade. Just for a moment or two. You deserve that. And for a moment you just close your eyes. That's so good. Just you, feeling good, nothing else. And then you feel someone sit down beside you. Normally you would feel a little uncomfortable. Normally you'd open your eyes and ask, "Who are you? What are you doing? Why are you here? Go away." But this time, you keep your eyes closed. You're enjoying the moment. It doesn't matter. This is all about you. And as you breathe, conscious of me there, you're breathing in my scent. You're breathing in my pheromones. And you can't help but become aware of the effect. You can't help but notice how your body is reacting. Each breath you take, the scent of me makes you tingle. Each breath you take, you feel your nipples hardening. Each breath you take, you feel your cunt getting wet. Ooh, that makes you feel bad, doesn't it? I can smell you. I can smell your scent. I can tell you're getting turned on. You open your eyes and you look. How strange. You must have imagined it. There's nobody sitting beside you. But you could have sworn. You look. No. How strange. How odd. How peculiar. But never mind, because you're feeling so good, and now you're feeling a trifle horny. Ready. Wanting. Wanton. Such a dirty girl, aren't you? You're rubbing your thighs together because you want to feel some pressure on your clit. Oh, feels good. Fuck, that feels good. And then something touches your arm and you jerk. You look, you think it's a fly or some insect, but no, it's not. You feel fingers touching your skin, stroking your body, reaching for your breasts. You gasp. What can it be? Surely there's nobody there. Surely you're imagining it. No, I'm there. You feel fingers take your hand. You feel yourself drawn from your seat. And you don't challenge, you don't question, you don't resist. Silently, you feel drawn from the place you are. Silently, you feel escorted, taken. You follow the moment. And outside, it's dark now, and in front of you, there is the most luxurious limousine, gleaming, sparkling. You know its motor's running because you can feel the vibrations, but it's so quiet. And you feel yourself led to the car. The door opens, and you slide in and sit. The leather is cool against your thighs, and the car smells new and expensive. You lie back and close your eyes and relax, and you feel yourself transported, driven, and before you know it, the car door is opening. And you're in the countryside. You can hear the birds in the trees. You can hear the wind rustling the leaves of the trees gently. And that hand, that invisible hand, is in yours again. And you feel led along the path and up three broad steps. And each step you climb, you become more and more aroused. Each step you climb, you feel, this is exciting. This is what you want right now. This is new. Take the first step and feel your muscles move you up. And as you move up, feel your body tremble, tingle, become more aware, aroused, alive. Take the next step too and feel that sensation even greater. And feel a hand in the small of your back gently stroking down to cup your bottom as you take the third step, and the hand squeezes and you tingle and shudder. The door opens, but again there's no one there. You're led along the passage. Doors open in front of you. Hands touch and stroke your body everywhere, but you see nothing. And yet you feel no fear, no threat. You just feel safe, wanted, desired. And that's such a good feeling, isn't it? And then in front of you there's a staircase, broad and majestic. And as you're led up it, the anticipation grows and grows that something special, something so good is going to happen. And you can't help but make your hips sway and push your breasts out so you can feel your nipples against the cloth of your clothing. Oh, you feel so ready, so wanting. And then the bedroom door opens, and in front of you is this enormous, huge four-poster bed. Just as you might have imagined in your wildest fantasies. And you're led to the bed and laid on it. And you feel hands, my hands, undressing you. And with each exposure, you feel my mouth kissing, my tongue lapping, my fingers caressing, exploring, touching, and you're so ready, you feel so ready, that when my hands spread your thighs and my mouth covers your cunt and my tongue licks and laps and sucks at your clit, you push your hips up, and when I lick you three times and suck at your clit, you come gently, warmly, softly in my mouth. Feel me lick once, suck twice. Take your clit into my mouth and bite it gently three times. Come for me. Come gently, softly for me. Oh, so good. Look at you. Your nipples are so hard and your cunt is so wet. So that when you feel me climb onto the bed and my body between your legs and the weight of me on top of you, my chest crushing your breasts, my hands on your wrists pinning you to the bed, it's what you want. It's what you need. It's what you desire. You raise your knees and spread your legs wide, opening for me. And as the head of my hard, thick cock slips slowly deep all the way into you, you arch your back and push your hips up to meet me. And as I thrust in you, fuck you, you fuck me back. Feel me on you, in you. Feel the shaft of my cock sliding against the skin of your cunt. Feel so full, so stretched, so good. Wrap your legs around my waist. Cross your ankles behind my bottom. Pull me in, fuck me back. Take it, each stroke taking you higher, each thrust giving you more pleasure. Going to thrust in you three times, and you're going to come, this time hard. This time you're going to squeeze my cock, feel every ridge, every vein as I thrust and fuck you. Feel it now. One, oh, so deep, so hard. Two, oh, fuck, that's so good, touching you just there. Three, come hard for me. Come hard for me. I release your wrists and continue to thrust inside you. You run your hands over my invisible form. You feel my smooth skin. You ruffle my hair with your fingers. You can feel me, but you can't see me. But it feels so good as I thrust and fill you and stroke you to yet another orgasm. You know you're going to come again because, oh, it feels so good. You squeeze me, pull me in with your legs and take me deeper as I thrust again and again and again. Feel it. And as your hands stroke down my back, you can feel my hips pumping. You curl your fingers around my buttocks and pull me pull me in, pull me in, fucking you, fucking me, you're going to come, I'm going to fuck you, again, thrusting three times, squeeze my buttocks, pull me in hard, once, oh yeah, feel that, twice, oh, deep, three times, come hard for me, come hard for me. You feel my breath in your ear. You can hear me close to you. You feel me moving, your hands on my body, stroking, touching, my skin under your fingertips, growing strange, rougher, as though little hairs are pushing out of follicles, growing as I thrust in you, getting longer, thicker, stronger, just as my cock is getting thicker and harder inside you. You can hear my breath getting faster. You can hear me panting as I fuck you, and your body's reacting. You're pushing up your hips to meet every thrust, taking me, taking me, taking me, taking me. You can feel the orgasm building and building as I move faster on you, as my skin gets hairier and hairier, and as you touch me and run your hands over my body's changing. The muscles are moving under the skin. You can feel them rippling. You can feel my body getting stronger, more powerful, fucking you harder. You can hear my breath getting raspier. You can feel my cock getting thicker, stretching you, feeling like it's going to split you. I'm fucking you harder now, faster. You can feel my body changing on you, under your hands, the hair growing longer. You can feel my teeth on your neck, sharper, longer, biting. My cock thrusting, thrusting, thrusting. You can feel me changing shape as I fuck you. You can feel that I'm becoming different, becoming more, becoming powerful, and you surrender utterly. You open your legs as wide as you can, and you push your hips and take me as deep as you can. You pull me hard against you, your breasts crushed against the hair, the rough, coarse, spiky hair on my chest. And I fuck you harder, faster. You fuck me back, and you start to feel the pressure building, building again, building as I fuck you. Each stroke, each thrusting stroke, getting deeper and deeper, touching you all the way in, as deep as ever you have been fucked. Feel me take you, have you, thrusting, thrusting, going to thrust three times, and you're going to come even harder. And you can hear my breath rasping, my teeth sharp on your neck, biting. One, feel me in you. Two, fast, deep. Three, come hard. Hear me howl over your head. Hear my voice reach out, crying to the moon as my cock explodes inside you. Feel my sperm gush into you. The heat, the thickness, the feel of it makes you come again. Come hard for me now. There's a sound of glasses clinking in the distance. Gradually, a hubbub of voices grows. And you realize you realize you're back where you started. But oh, you don't feel the same. Oh no, you feel well fucked. You look around when you open your eyes to see if anybody's noticed. But they're all busy. They're all absorbed in their own lives, talking, drinking. But you have met me. You have known me. Perhaps, Perhaps I'll come for you again. You'd like that. I'd like it. Until next time.